Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage, where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I think I've got a great episode on tap for you today. It's a question that I've been asked a lot. You know, I own my own brokerage, but I also own my own real estate school, and people talk to me about that all the time. And a question I've been getting more than ever right now is, you know, Dave, with all that's going on in the real estate world right now, is it still worth being a realtor? And I'm here to tell you without question, yes, yes, it is. A lot of the news regarding real estate and realtors has been portrayed negatively. I know that. There's still a ton of great reasons to be a realtor, and I want to outline them in today's podcast episode. I mean, first and foremost, real estate allows for a flexible work schedule. And in today's world, I think that is one of the most appealing things to anyone looking to do a job, right? How flexible is my work schedule? We hear this all the time, work-life balance. What type of work-life balance will I be able to have as a realtor? Some companies, you're starting to see them go to four-day work weeks in an effort to try to improve work-life balance. Well, the best thing I could tell you about real estate is, as long as you can get your work done, you can kind of build your work schedule to be whatever it is that you want it to be. I have realtors who take off the Sabbath because of their religion. I have some realtors who tend to work more night times, some that tend to work more during the days. And it really doesn't matter, as long as you're able to provide A-plus customer service and get your work done, you'll have a flexible work schedule in real estate. The other thing too, there's still potential to be a really, really high income earner if you can excel in real estate. Now look, the median income of a realtor, according to NAR in 2023, was $55,000. And I don't think that's the type of money that makes people race to the front door, right? That's the median income though. Some make less, some make more. But if you have the ability to excel in a career, excelling in real estate can be very, very financially rewarding. And when you compare, or when you consider that it's not only financially rewarding, that you also have some flexibility with your schedule, it gets even better. And speaking of rewards, I can't think of a career that's a whole lot more rewarding than real estate. I mean, you get to take part in some of the biggest moments in a person's life. And I don't care who you are, I still think that's pretty cool. Actually it was last night. Last night I put out a listing video of a house that I'm going to put on the MLS today. I had a guy bought a house. It was an estate, and he fixed it up, and now he's flipping the home. And you know, we put it out on social media, and the person who was the executrix of the estate, that agent tagged her in the video, and in her comment she said, "Oh my God, I'm crying. I'm so happy that the house came out so good." She actually said, "I think my dad will be watching down, and he'll be happy to know that another family will get to enjoy the house the way our family did." And I mean, look, that's emotional stuff, right? And I mean, that kind of like hits you right in the heart. And I mean, unless you're a robot, but I mean, like a normal person, you know, when you see that, man, that makes you feel real good about what you're doing. It makes you feel real good to know that you're helping families sometimes in some of their hardest moments, and another time some of their best moments. And you know, if you have a career that allows you to do that, it's something you can really wrap your hands around and really just enjoy. I know I do. Also, if you're someone that has an entrepreneurial spirit, I mean, real estate is a tremendous career choice, right? You have the opportunity to build your own personal brand and business. You get to choose your path to success. Are you someone that wants to work exclusively with buyers? Do you want to work exclusively with sellers? Are you someone who's an expert marketer? Are you someone that does great video and content creation? It's really whatever you want it to be. And that's what's so nice about real estate. If you do have that entrepreneurial spirit, you're in charge, right? Now, don't get me wrong. You work for a brokerage, right? But the vast majority of realtors out there work as independent contractors under that brokerage's umbrella, and it gives you an amazing opportunity to fulfill that entrepreneurial fire that you have in your heart. And what I'm going to tell you is this, you know, as I said, in the news, we're seeing some of these things and it's portraying real estate in a negative way. The demand for housing and the demand for real estate services still remains incredibly strong. And it really doesn't show any sign of slowing down. And what that means is there's going to be great job security in the real estate profession. I'm actually contrary to what many people think. Right now, a lot of people say, well, I think the real estate industry is going to start to contract. And I just don't think I agree with that. We still have a tremendous housing shortage. We need to build more houses faster than ever before to meet the increasing demand for housing. And I still think that that rules the day at the end of the day, is that there's a huge demand for real estate. So there's always going to be a demand for real estate services, especially if you can become a top flight realtor. I think now in today's market, being a great realtor is more valuable than ever before. And if you want to provide a great result, or if you want to have a great result as a home buyer or seller, you have to work with a great realtor. Now, the last thing, and this is the thing that I think is maybe the number one reason if you're on the fence, this is something that you must consider. All these other things obviously make a ton of sense. And when you're in the career, you'll see what I'm talking about. But if you're thinking about making that jump and you're just not sure, this one's for you. Right now, the real estate market is shifting. That is undeniable, all right? And it's some of the power that the sellers have had is starting to go away, all right? We're starting to see inventory rise. We're starting to see interest rates drop. We're starting to see houses stay on the market a little bit longer. All of those things, everything that we're talking about with the shift currently going on in real estate, all of those things work in favor of the buyer. And as a new realtor, you tend to work with more buyers than sellers. So if the buyers are starting to look now, and it's the very, very beginning of this shift, but if buyers have a little bit more power than they've had in recent history, and that power is only going to increase over the next few years, that makes today the perfect time to get into real estate. It is the perfect time to start a career in real estate because there's going to be more buyers coming into the market. Many buyers put off their home search, and I think a lot of them are going to start firing it back up. They're going to be coming back into the market. The millennials are a huge, huge group of people, and they want homes. So if all of those things are true, I want to be in real estate. And if you're considering a career, if some of this news has discouraged you, I'm here to tell you, block it out. It's a great time to start. And I think if you could do it at a high level, it could potentially be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.